Chapter 13. Prediction as a structural instability. Hierarchy solved a problem. It confined failure. It separated roles. It stabilized replication. But in doing so, it created a new pressure. Once information is integrated across layers and time, reaction is no longer fast enough. At that point, prediction appears, not as an ambition, but as a necessity. Why reaction stops working? Reactive systems respond only after change has occurred. At small scales, this is sufficient. At larger scales, it is fatal. Delays grow. Consequences cascade. Correction arrives too late. A system that waits to fail before responding will fail permanently. The cost of delay. In hierarchical systems, lower layers act quickly but locally. Higher layers act slowly but globally. If higher layers only react, they are always behind. Errors propagate downward faster than correction propagates upward. This asymmetry forces a change. The only available move. There is only one way to reduce delay without violating causality. Act before failure occurs. But acting before failure requires information about what has not yet happened. This is prediction. Prediction is not foresight. It is delay compensation. What prediction actually is? Prediction is often confused with guessing or imagination. Here, it is something narrower. A system predicts when it uses past structure to bias present action in anticipation of future states before error manifests. No accuracy guarantee is required. Only benefit on average. Why prediction is risky? Prediction introduces a new failure mode. Acting on expectations can amplify noise, misallocate resources, lock in wrong assumptions. A purely reactive system cannot be wrong about the future. A predictive system can. Prediction is an instability. Why prediction still appears? Despite its risk, prediction survives because the alternative fails faster. As systems grow, reaction becomes too slow. Correction becomes too expensive. Recovery becomes impossible. Prediction trades occasional catastrophic error for overall survivability. That trade is forced. Models as compressed memory. Prediction requires models. A model is not a picture of the world. It is compressed memory that maps past regularities to future bias. Good models forget detail. Preserve structure. Bias action cheaply. Bad models collapse quickly. Elimination acts again. Why multiple models appear? No single model works everywhere. Different contexts change dynamics. Alter noise. Shift constraints. Survivable systems carry multiple partial models. Competing expectations. Layered predictions. Conflict is inevitable. Resolution becomes structural. Prediction changes the meaning of error. For predictive systems, error is no longer just damage. It becomes information. Discrepancy between expectation and outcome signals model failure. Correction now operates on models, not just states. Learning appears. The boundary ahead. Once prediction exists, the system is no longer merely stable. It becomes adaptive. But adaptation creates a deeper instability. Models that predict better tend to influence behavior more. Reshape the environment. Change the very future they predict. This feedback loop defines intelligence. Closing sentence. Prediction survives because waiting to be wrong is often fatal.